It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, neighbor. Welcome to Fresh Oil. I'm your host, Keith Manley, and it's so good to be sharing with you today here on the program. You know, yesterday on Fresh Oil, we covered the fifth chapter of Ephesians, doing a verse-by-verse study right now on the book of Ephesians, and it's just been a great time diving into God's Word. I felt yesterday like I needed some more time than just the 15 minutes we had to share, and this is such an important topic, as the home is really under attack by the devil today. 40 to 50% of all marriages in this country end in divorce. And for Christians, the number is still very high because it's around 25%. So it's pretty easy to conclude that something has gone very wrong in our society in the home. I often believe that some of this could be due to the fact that we are bombarded on our television with immorality. And what society believes a man or a woman should be. It's far from what God designed for us to be in His Word. The Apostle Paul addressed the issue of the family and the structure of the family, authority in the home, back in chapter 5. And I just wanted to take a few minutes today and dive back into this a little deeper. Here's what he said in verses 22 through 24 that we covered yesterday. Wives, submit to your husbands as to the Lord. For your husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church, his body of which he is the Savior. Now as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit to their husbands in everything. Now that's heavy. Paul's telling the church here that God designed the home to operate in a proper manner of authority and structure. It revolves around this word he used here, submit. Now, I know there are a lot of people today that when they hear the word submit, it's like clawing on a chalkboard. It's very uncomfortable to hear. But really, it's really not a bad word. It's a good word because it involves God's design and God's structure. It's a Greek word that Paul used here called hupotasso. It means to come under an orderly structure or an orderly arrangement. Now, Paul wrote several epistles here in the New Testament to various churches, and he shared these same thoughts to the Colossians when he wrote in Colossians chapter 3, look at verse 18, "Wives, submit to your husbands as it is fitting in the Lord." In other words, it's the right thing to do. "Husbands, love your wives and do not be harsh with them. Children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord. Fathers, do not embitter your children, or they will become discouraged." And so he's speaking here about the home structure, and Paul is telling us here how to have a happy home. I find it interesting that so many times we think submit just means obey, but it's a different word than Paul used for the children. Children are told just to obey. And it's very interesting when you look up the word for children that Paul uses here. It's not just referring to little children or a small child. It actually means offspring. So as long as someone is living under their parents' roof, they got to obey, whether you're 30 years old or 3 years old. See, until it comes to that point when therefore a man shall leave his father and mother, find his wife, cleave to her, and at that point, then he's out from under the parents' authority. Now, Paul goes into some pretty good detail about this husband and wife relationship. He said it should be similar as that of Christ and his church. For the husband's the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church, his body, of which he is the Savior. Now, as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit to their husbands in everything. Now, I left off with a verse yesterday that I think is so important here about this relationship with husband and wife. In verse 32, Paul said, "This is a profound mystery, but I'm talking about Christ and the church. However, each one of you must also love his wife as he loves himself, and the wife must respect her husband." So notice these issues, these two things that Paul speaks about in the marriage relationship. First of all, a husband must love his wife as he loves himself. And then the wife must respect her husband. It's so interesting because I have counseled so many couples over the last 40 years. And I have found that really 90% of all marriage problems can be brought right back to this one verse. Either a husband does not feel respected, or the wife does not feel love and security. And when you think about it, friend, so many marriage problems are based on those two issues. Either a husband doesn't feel respected, or the wife doesn't feel loved. See, God made us different. Male and female were made different. A man gets his self-esteem usually from his job, from the work of his hands. But a woman should be built up by her husband. She should feel that love and that security that comes from her husband. God is telling us here through the Apostle Paul that he wants our homes to be a happy home. He wants our home to be under a proper structure where husbands are loving the wives, wives are showing respect to the husbands, and children are obeying the parents. Now today we're going to pick up with chapter 6 and start with verse 1 as Paul addresses the children. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. Fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. So he gives three verses here devoted to the children, to teach the children how they are to behave in the home. He tells them first that they must obey. Children, obey your parents. He says, for this is right. In other words, this is ethical. This is the moral, correct thing to do. This is the principle that's brought out in the scriptures, clear back to the Ten Commandments, when God told children to honor their father and mother. Do you know Jesus himself was obedient to his parents? Not only was he obedient to his earthly parents, but he was obedient to the will of the Father, going all the way to the cross. In Luke chapter 2 and verse 51, it said, and he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject, that's that same root word for submit, subject unto them, but his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. If the Lord Jesus was obedient to his parents, how much more should children today be obedient to their parents? He set the example. I think most of us have seen an example in a store or a restaurant where a child is just disobedient and real mouthy to his parents. Under the law, if a child was disobedient to the parents, they were even taken out to the edge of the city and stoned. Wow, we would have a shortage of children today if that was in place. After telling the children to obey their parents, Paul went on in the second verse and he said this, honor your father and mother. So not only were they to obey the parents, but they were to show them honor. And again, this word for children does not just mean a small child. It means offspring. Offspring. That children are to honor their father and mother. And he goes on and says, which is the first commandment with a promise. So he's going back to the Ten Commandments where we are to honor our father and mother. This comes from the fifth commandment that God gave to Moses. It's found in Exodus chapter 20 and verse 12. And it said, honor your father and mother that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. That word honor, it carries the idea or the sense of a value. To honor something, you value it if you're honoring it. To respect them, to value them, and to esteem them. God's not telling you here to idolize your parents, but he's telling you, you got to honor them. There in verse 2, after Paul says, honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with the promise, and then listen to the promise, that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on earth. Two promises that come from honoring your parents. The first one is that it may go well with you. In other words, your life will be blessed when you honor your father and your mother. And secondly, you'll have a long life, that you may enjoy long life on the earth. Now, I'm not sure here if Paul's talking about you will avoid being stoned at the edge of the city for being disobedient, or if he's just saying you will live a long time because you've shown honor to your parents. Every time I meet someone that's approaching 100 years old, I always think, wow, they must have really honored their parents. You know, friend, in this age of the home being under such attack, in this age of so many divorces taking place, I think it's so important that we go back and heed these words from the Apostle Paul, where we decide purposely that our home is going to honor God, that our home is going to be a home of structure, a home under authority, where husbands are going to love their wives just like Christ loved the church. They're going to give her that security and show her the love. And then she will respond by honoring her husband, by respecting him and giving him that respect that every man needs in his life. I have witnessed this so many times in counseling, where a husband determines that he's going to let go of all the past, maybe disrespect he's been shown, whatever has taken place in their marriage, and he's going to unconditionally love his wife as Christ loved the church. And then she, in return, comes back to honor him and respect him. And they come together. And when they come together, then the children see it. And there's a change even in the attitudes of the children. I remember years ago, Dr. Dobson made an observation on his program, Focus on the Family, that to the degree a couple disagrees in front of their children is the degree they lose authority over the kids. And that's so important, friend. You got to show a united front or kids will play mom and dad against each other. Now, the last point that Paul makes here in Ephesians 6 to address the family is in this regards in verse 4. Fathers, do not exasperate your children. I think another translation says, don't provoke them to wrath. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. This is so important because it's so easy when someone is disciplining a child to let anger get in the way. And then you're provoking the child to wrath. I know many people have disagreement on whether or not they should use spanking with a child. But I believe sometimes their careful instruction is so more effective than beating a child. My parents were very strong disciplinarians when it came to getting the spanking, and I found myself on the other end of that many times. But it made me determine that I wanted to do it differently with my children. When they were growing up, I tried to use a different method to instruct them to have good behavior. You see, he says here, instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. That word training really stuck out to me. Raising children is a process that takes a lot of patience and a lot of training. I used to have great advice on how to raise a child until I had children, and that changed everything. It's interesting to me that the King James uses something different here. It says, and fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but listen to this, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Bring them up. This carries the concept or the thought of training your children to where they come to the point of maturity. He also used the word nurture here, and that brings the concept of setting some boundaries in life. Don't let your children set their own boundaries, or that will never work. We're talking from the book of Ephesians on a verse-by-verse study here from the Apostle Paul, and tomorrow we're going to get into some great truths here again from chapter 6. So join us again on Fresh Oil tomorrow as we share verse-by-verse the book of Ephesians. God loves you, friend. Walk in grace.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He he makes his mercies new every morning.